The culture. When I first got here, obviously the coaches expressed that they really liked me and loved what I brought to the table. It's great to be wanted, you know. And then coming here and meeting Mr. Bidwell, meeting Coach Wilkes, Mr. Kime, like Ray Brown, the offensive line coach, they wanted me here, and that felt good. The culture that they have, the culture that they have going on, the way they run this facility and program, I had no idea. So to come out here and meet, I was blown away. I was in New York. I played left tackle. I played left guard. I played right guard. I played right tackle. I snapped in practice. I was almost went into the game at center. Just having that consistency, wherever I go, that's all I want to do. I think I'm going to be at the guard position. Fortunately, I know Chandler Jones. Played at Syracuse with Chandler. Me and Chandler didn't know how good we were. I think in college, you know, we were both two-star recruits. Chandler weighed about $120 when he came to Syracuse. I was out of shape. They called me Puny, was my nickname when I first got there. And then me and Chandler battled for 4 years not knowing how good we were. We actually made a pact when we were – he was a junior, I was a sophomore, that we were going to go first round. And he went 21st overall, and then I went 19th the year after. So we held true. We were next-door neighbors, so I know Chandler. Snakes. I was like, tell me I'm not going to have rattlesnakes on my front yard, and I'm good. I don't mess with snakes. I knew that the no-humidity thing is amazing. As a big guy, we sweat. So that was definitely a plus. And the golf. I heard the golf is unbelievable out here. I know Larry Fitz and Patrick Peterson play all the time, and that's definitely something exciting. That's what all I'm trying to do is be the best football player and then try to beat some of those guys in golf sometimes.
What's the impression of head coach Steve Wilkes?
Just calm, cool, collected. Like, he is just Mr. Cool. Like, you're speaking to him, he's just got, like, that aura about him that he's got it all figured out. And he's a leader of men. You can just tell when he speaks, everyone listens. And that's something that I was excited about. Got to sit there at dinner and really talk to him and see what kind of man he was. And obviously vice versa, they got a feel for how I am. And I think it was just a perfect fit. The more you can do is obviously something. You want to be able to show consistency and then you can be a dominant player. And I think if I stay at guard, I think I'm one of the best guards in the NFL. And that's my plan, to go out there and prove that. I know what kind of player he is and I know what he brings to the table. And I'm just going to get on somebody, and he's going to make us look good. I mean, I've seen it on TV enough times to know that's a very, very valuable piece. And then obviously you have the GOAT at wide receiver, Larry Fitzgerald. I mean, he's just class personified, and getting to meet him and talk to him a little bit, it's you guys are very, very lucky to have a guy like that. I was fortunate to have a guy like Eli Manning in New York that was very, very similar qualities in the way they approached the game. But just to meet him and see that out here, you guys – you might take it for granted. I'm telling you right now, coming from somewhere, you need to have a guy like that, and that he sets the tone in the locker room, and that's crucial.